We're going to give her a tour of the jail.
Yes, by all
she's
means.
She's going to basically see it all. We're going to give her full access, lock down the inmates, let her walk in the hallway and see it all.
Jail Supervisor Dave Nelson leads the way into the Sitka jail. Seeing it all doesn't take long.
Essentially, the cell block is just one big long hallway, and the males are on this side and the females are on that side.
There are four cells on the men's side, plus a holding tank and segregation cell, all lining one narrow hallway. There are no windows. A TV mounted at the end of the hallway is playing one of the Ice Age movies. Since we're in here, Nelson and jail officer Noah Shepard are taking the opportunity to serve coffee. The Sitka jail has a total of 17 beds, though Nelson says it could accommodate about 23 people if needed. Today, it's not needed.
Right now, we've got four in here. Up until last week, we were running at 13, 14 for about a month straight.
Alaska doesn't have the county jail system common in the lower 48, but when the nearest state prison is often at least a flight away. In Sitka's case, it's the Lemon Creek Correctional Center in Juneau. Community jails like this one serve as temporary holding facilities. This is where people are held when they've been arrested while waiting to be arraigned, or after arraignment while bail is set. The jail also houses prisoners in town for court appearances. Nelson estimates that in 2014, Sitka saw about 500 unique bookings, averaging 4 to 6 inmates at any given time. The funding for all of this comes from the state, but Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget, released earlier this month, would end that contract and zero out state funding for all 15 community jails. Sitka Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt says that proposal came as a shock.
I don't think people understood exactly what the ramifications would be.
In 2014, Sitka received more than $700,000 to fund its jail. That pays for the jail supervisor and four jail officers, plus contracts for inmates' meals and laundry. Without the state money, Schmidt says the city simply couldn't run a jail for anything other than overnight stays. Schmidt says that makes no sense.
There's a lot of costs that are kind of hidden. What are you going to do with these prisoners? Who's going to take care of them? And if you're going to transport everybody, who's going to do all that? And, you know, what's it going to cost? So I just don't think it was fully considered.
But let's start with how did we arrive at the community jails? Because we certainly didn't start there.
That's Ron Taylor, Commissioner of the State Department of Corrections, or DOC. The department is facing a 5.3% cut this coming year, and like all state agencies, has been told to prepare for a 25% cut over 4 years. Much of the DOC's budget is tied up in its 12 prisons, which together house about 6,000 prisoners. A 5% cut would be the equivalent of shutting down two of those prisons, Taylor says.
There is absolutely no way that we can close two facilities within a 6 months or 3 months or 4 month period of time.
Those cuts are coming, Taylor says, but not in time for the next fiscal year, which begins July 1st. Taylor ticked off the other main areas of the department's budget. There's the cost of health care for prisoners, which he says the department has little control over. And then there's probation and parole and reentry programs, which help prisoners readjust to life on the outside. Taylor says he's loath to touch those programs because they reduce recidivism and bring down costs overall. That leaves the community jails program. The department spends about $10.5 million a year on contracts with jails, covering more than 150 beds. But Taylor said that at any given time, about half those beds are empty.
And this is not where we're saying we want to close jails, because that's obviously not the thing that we need to do. I think what we're talking about now is we need to have the conversation to say, how can we make those community jails become more effective and fit more in line with the reentry management system that we're establishing?
Taylor admits the department didn't consult with local communities before proposing the cut. There simply wasn't time, he says. The DOC is now reaching out to see what the impact might be. And the answer so far seems to be quite a big one. Police departments from Sitka to Dillingham to Unalaska to Wrangell have told reporters that the cuts represent nearly all their local jail funding. In Haines, the funding represents 40% of the police department's entire budget. Sitka's Chief Schmidt says the cuts would have major ripple effects.
I definitely think it's a big deal for the community of Sitka to lose the jobs, but also to, I think from a public safety point of view as well, that we're going to be moving all these prisoners back and forth on an almost daily basis on airplanes and housing them God knows where.
Back in the Sitka jail, one of the inmates had a suggestion. Maybe a Super 8, he said. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.